So up next is Shrey Oyema. I hope that's reasonably correct.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Of linker fame, let's just say that.
Yeah.
It's now talking about whether the mode linker can actually be used as a system linker.
Yes. So thank you for coming to this talk. My name is Shrey Oyema. So I'm the creator of the mode linker as well as the LLVM linker. So I wonder if you guys are using my linker. So raise your hand if you are using mode linker. And what about LLD? Okay, maybe almost everyone is using my linker. So it makes me very comfortable to be here. So anyways, the mode linker is my latest attempt to create the best linker for developers. And that really matters because, well, in most compilation and build times, linker dominates, especially if you are doing a quick edit, debug, compile cycle, because you edit a single file, build a thing, and the compiler finishes pretty soon because it compiled just a single file, but the entire executable needs to be built from scratch, so the link time matters. So I've been developing the mode linker since September 2020. So it's been almost 3 years, 3 years under a little. So it's relatively new. So it's available under the MIT license now. It's been under a different license because I was trying to commercialize it, but it turns out that it didn't work out. So I decided to go with a published license. The main purpose is to offer the fastest linker to the developer. So it's order of magnitude faster than the GNU linker, and it's also faster than my previous one, LLD, as well as the GNU Gold linker. So, and as a rough, to give you an idea, on a decent multi-core machine, mode can output 1 gigabyte output per second. So if your executable is 2 gigabyte, and then it takes 2 seconds on your machine. And that's pretty fast, but the modern executables are gigantic as well. So if, for example, if you build LLVM with debug info, the output would be like 1.5 gigabyte. But it can be built in 1.5 seconds. And the mode linker supports almost all major targets, except MIPS. So, and the reason is because MIPS ABI has diverged too much from the other ABIs. Well, the fact is that the other ABIs have evolved since 2000, but the MIPS ABI has stagnated since the collapse of SGI, because SGI was the de facto player in that field to set the standard, and then no one has since then made any effort to improve the ABI, so MIPS has diverged. So, and at this point, I'm not sure if we want to continue working on MIPS support, because it seems like no one is really making a serious effort to, you know, refresh the architecture. But anyways, it supports a lot of architectures, even including Long Arch, which is a newcomer in this field. And despite being pretty new, I think that the linker is production ready. And I think that many people are actually using for production use. I will talk about that later, about how I tested the linker. So, from the developer's purpose, this slide explains what is the mode linker from the developer's perspective. So it's written in C++, specifically with C++ 20 features, and with Intel TVB as a threading library. And the one thing that you would notice immediately if you take a look at the source code of mode linker is that almost all functions and the data structures are templates rather than just plain functions or structures. And the templates are specialized for each target. So, for example, we have, and the, And the source code quality, and I really love readable source code. So I put a lot of efforts to make it readable. So this is an example of how you write target specific code in Mold. So it uses if const expire in the source code. So if you are not familiar with C++ 20, this is a feature, this is a new feature. And the beauty of this feature is that the if const expire is evaluated at compile time rather than runtime. So this if const expire expression will be compiled to nothing if this this function will not be specialized for PowerPC 64 V1. So if as long as you got your new code in this way, your new code cannot do anything harmful for other targets, and it cannot slow down other targets. So this is another example how we use C++ 20 feature in Mold. So this is a data structure representing on disk format of relocations. But there are many types of the relocations because we at least have big endian, little endian, 32 and 64 bit version. So in combination, we have already four different versions. And the beauty of C++ 20 is that you can use a required clause after the template keyword to specify what kind of type parameter that you want to specialize for. So in this case, this data structure is specialized for little endian and little a, which is very technical stuff, but we have two different versions of relocation data structures. And below the definition, we have different versions of data structures of the same name. And we even have completely different version of data structure specifically for Spark 64, because Spark 64 has this weird field that doesn't exist in any other architecture. But we can just define this data structure only for Spark 64, and as long as you guard the code that access this field with if const expire, then your code will not be cause the you are using the missing field of the data structure. So this is a very beautiful way to compile your code to a specific target. So it's not loading. Okay, so this is a machine description of some specific target. In this case, it's a machine description for x86-64. So we have a bunch of const expire static variables as a parameter, and it defines, that whether it's a little endian architecture or big endian architecture, or it's 32-bit or 64-bit, and so if you want to port the Mold linker to new target, then you define this kind of data structure, well, basically copy and paste, and then make the modification as you need it. And then it's just as simple as that. And since this is these fields are compile time constants, so the compiler knows what the value is at the compile time, so they can optimize code based on these values instead of that dispatching at runtime. So This is a comparison of the number of lines that you need to port mold linker to a new target. So the, on the left-hand side, we have gold. And the, so it is not a really precise comparison because lines of code is not a direct indicator about how easy or how hard it is to port the linker to the new target. But it gives you a rough idea about the scale of your, the, about the amount of work that you have to do. So apparently, so go in, for gold, you have to write tens of thousands of lines of code for each target. But the reality is most code in the target specific code for gold are just a copy paste. So for example, if you want to port GNU Gold to like Spark or LongArch or whatever, then you would start copying the entire file as longarch.cc or whatever, and then make a modification. So you have a lot of copies of code. And that's not a really good way to, you know, port that thing to the new code. And on the other hand, we have very little code in mold to port to the new architecture. So we have a few, we have some amount of code outside of these files for target-specific code, but overall, the amount of code is very, very small, like only a few hundred lines of code. So testing. Testing is the most important and difficult part of writing the linker because, as you know, that if you write a simple linker, it's not really hard because it's just a program that takes object files and combines them into a single executable or shared object file. But the thing is, there are so many edge cases, and because there are like hundreds of thousands of programs that uses the linker, essentially every program uses the linker. So every corner case will be, there is some use case of corner cases out there. So testing is very hard. So we have two test harnesses in mold to ensure that you, I will be finding a bug before you will notice in the production use case. So the first test is shell script-based test, which is a very simple test. I have a slide for this. So this is a just a test case for the very simple test case. So we actually compile code and try to link the object file with mold and then actually execute it on the machine. And as you can see that if you have a cross-compiler and a QEMU, you can test that this test for other architecture that's different from the one that you are running on. So for example, you can test a Spark 64 on x86 machine. But apparently this test is not enough for real use cases, right? So the other test that I was doing, I'm doing is to try to build all Gen2 packages in with mold in a Docker container to find any bugs. And the beauty of using Gen2 is that with Gen2, you can use the exact same command to build any package. And it can also run the unit test that comes with the package. So it's very easy to way to test whether you can build the program and the built program will work or not. So I did that. And it takes a few days on a 64-core machine, but it works. But the thing is, it is sometimes extremely hard to debug the stuff when something goes wrong. But somehow, I managed to fix all bugs that I found this way. So, well, it was a good, fantastic experience to fix all the Jitter bugs. But my point is that it is very important to fix all bugs before you would notice in the world. Because Well, if Mold didn't work out of the box for your project, the next thing you would do is just switch back to the original linker, and you will never try it again with the Mold linker, right? So why Mold is so fast? Well, so we use multi-threaded parallelization from the beginning. So that's essentially why Mold is so fast. But the other thing is that Mold is simply faster than the other linkers with single-threaded case sometimes, because we are using optimized data structures and code. Actually, the data structure is more important than the code. As Rob Pike once said, that you would write code around data structures and not the other way. So designing the right data structure is important to make the faster program. So here is a good visualization of how good Mold linker is to use multi-core, all the cores available on the machine. So on the left-hand side, LLD fails to use all the cores, but the Mold finishes very quickly with all the cores. So why? But the question would be, why do we want another linker, even though we have LLVM LLD? So my answer is, LLD is not GNU, first of all. And the other thing is that LLD does not support GCC LTO. So LLD is actually tightly coupled to a specific version of LLVM. So LLD, for example, version 15 can do LTO only for LLVM 15. So it, of course, cannot handle any GCC LTO object files. So if you want to do LTO with a faster linker, then Mold is the only viable option. So what about GNU Gold? I think the problem with GNU Gold is the lack of clear ownership. So it looks like it's not really maintained well anymore. And the original creator of GNU Gold, which is Google, has lost the interest of keep maintaining it because they are now switched to LLD. So I think the future of GNU Gold is not clear. So and the Gold is not as fast as my linker too. So can we improve the GNU LD so that the GNU LD gets fast as my linker? My answer is no. I think that it's almost impossible to make the thing faster unless you rewrite everything from scratch. And if you rewrite from scratch, that would be the same thing as I did. So, and in my opinion, the source code of GNU LD is not very easy to read. It's like the source code was written more than 30 years ago, and it's been maintained since then. But people are still adding new features to GNU LD first, and then port to new other linkers, because what they are actually using is the other linkers. But I think that the situation is silly because people do not really use GNU LD anymore for their real world project. So I think that it needs changing. And my question is, do we want to stay with GNU LD, the current GNU LD forever? My answer would be, I don't think so. Since we have a good replacement. So I'm open to donate Mold to GNU project so that we can call it a GNU Mold if that accelerates the adoption. It's not something that I can only decide, but because it means a lot, but I'm open to that option if it makes sense. So the last missing piece to use Mold as a standard linker is the kernels and the embedded programming support. So user and programs are mostly fine. Well, if you install mold as a system linker, you wouldn't notice any difference other than speed. But the kernels and the embedded programs need special care about memory layout, because hardware, for example, enforces you to put some data structure or code at a very specific location of the memory. And if you are programming against MMU-less computer, then you want to lay out as the hardware memory is. So, and that kind of stuff is usually handled by linker script, as you know. But the linker script, in my opinion, has many issues. The first thing is that it doesn't have any formal specification of the language. It only has the manual, and we implement to, so other linkers are trying to mimic the behavior of GNU-LD, but it, of course, causes compatibility issues. And the other thing is that linker script predates ELF file format. So not all linker script command can translate directly to ELF terminology, and it causes more confusion than necessary. So, and I think that it is almost impossible to add a linker script support without throwing down the linker. So I think that we need something better. So this is my current approach to support embedded programming and kernel support. So I added a very simple command line option, which is called section order. And that specifies how to lay out things. So, and I think that this option alone can satisfy like more than 90% of the usage, but I'm pretty sure that that doesn't cover all the usage of linker script. So I need help from you guys. So, because especially in embedded programming world, their programs are not open source, so, and they are not available on GitHub, and they tend to be, you know, in-house programs. So I don't know what the real usage is for embedded programs. So if you can tell me that I want to do this with the mold linker, then I can implement that for you. So I would appreciate it if you give me a hint. All right. So this is the end of my slides. Thank you very much.
So you mentioned that it's possible to do link time optimization like as a feedback with GCC, but in general, is it also possible, how easy is it to do link time optimization inside the linker? Like, is it possible for the linker to disassemble some instruction and try to put something else there?
Okay, so the question is, how easy it is to do something like link time optimization, but not quite there. So I don't know if I correctly understand your question, but
it's basically optimizations during the linking.
Yeah, of course. But the thing is,
it's done by the compiler.
So the way how LTO works in the linker is compiler emits. So from the user's perspective, all you have to do is to add hyphen FLTO to the command line option to compiler and the linker, and everything works automatically. But behind the scenes, the compiler emits intermediate code instead of the actual machine code to the object file, and then the linker recognizes that intermediate code, and then it calls the compiler backend to compile all things once to the single object file, and then the link continues as if that gigantic single object file were passed to the linker. So that, in that sense, you can do anything with the intermediate file inside the compiler backend, because the linker doesn't really care what is going on behind the scenes. Does that answer your question?
So you said that you tested mold against the all of the packages in Gentoo Linux. Mm-hmm. How long did that take? How long does one run take?
So how does it take to test all Gentoo packages against the mold linker? And it takes, if I remember correctly, 3-4 days on my on my 64 core machines, 64 core machine with 256 gigabyte memory, and the it's a very long time, but it's definitely doable on a beefy single machine.
One target?
Only for x86 64. Because in order to cross-compile everything to different architectures and run the test, you have to do that on QEMU, which slows down like 100 times than the real performance on the computer.
What kind of mistakes did you make in LLB that you're fixing in mold? And are there any mistakes in mold that you think you should fix?
So the question is, what mistakes did I do in mold, in LLD that I fixed in mold? And did I make any other mistakes in mold? So that's a good question. The first thing is relocation processing in LLD wasn't as good as mold. So it's complicated, it's hard to maintain, and it's slower than mold. So I fixed it. And the other thing is that LLD uses templates to support ELF 6432, big endian, little endian, but it's just four instances. So it doesn't instantiate for each target. So you cannot use the technique that I use for Spark 64, that I showed you on the slide, for example. And did I make any mistake in mold? Maybe not. I'm pretty satisfied with the code quality of mold. I think that I'm personally enthusiastic about the code readability. So I tried to make the source code as readable as, just like as book. And I don't know if I could achieve that goal, but the point is that, well, yeah, it's definitely readable.
One last question.
Are there any plans to ever support any other object files in ELF?
Oh, so the question is, can you support other file format?
Are you planning to ever do that?
Oh, do I have a plan to support other than ELF? Well, I did for macOS, okay. which is a Unix-like environment, but it uses a different file format, which is called macO. Yeah, but the thing is, and I succeeded to create a faster linker for macOS, which is much, much faster than the Apple linker. But the thing is, last year in September, they released the Xcode 14 with their own new linker. So there was a going on effort within Apple that I wasn't aware of. And then their new linker is as fast as mine. Maybe they wrote my source code as well. Yeah, because it's available online, but.
Also,
GPL between them? Oh, my linker is now available under GMIT license, so it's, yeah.
So maybe your linker is
Apple. Well, Apple haven't released their source code yet, so.
Okay, we have to stop. So thank you again.